Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, it's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Phone line 0605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we're also on, what is that, Vimeo or something? Or you just have to
I don't know, but the,
go to our website and hit it, and you can see us in here. And I'm
there's
waving.
A link in the chat room.
Link in the chat room. Just hit that. Or, well, we got to do better than that because some people aren't in the chat room.
Yeah. Pat and I talked about this yesterday.
Okay, but this is a new one. This is a new one we're trying out, right? We're still experimenting with this?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Good morning. Today, the 2nd of November, 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared, of course, is here. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Any special days today?
Deviled Egg Day.
Deviled eggs. Oh, a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Linda makes great deviled eggs. Wow. It's almost enough. I almost want to go out and buy a chicken. You know, so she'd have it. What's the weather look like for the rest of the
week? It's currently 57 degrees today. We're going to have some possible showers this morning and then partly sunny. High 64, low 45. Tomorrow, mostly sunny during the day. High 67 with showers at night, a 90% chance with a low of 52. Thursday, we have a chance of showers with a low of 63, a high of 63, a low of 43. Friday, partly sunny with a high of 63, a low of 44. Looks like Saturday, we have a chance of showers, and it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high around 60, a low of 45. And Sunday, a chance of showers with a high of 59 and a low of 44.
Okay. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. The Kenny started this company few decades ago, and it's a veteran-owned company that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Okay, today, RABA will be on. Yes, the Reading Bus Authority agency, not authority, agency, and they're going to be on about 7:30. We're going to be talking about on this Thursday, Trish Clark and I will be down at Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Cobblestone Shopping Center there. And we're going to be raising money with RABA to, get bus passes for veterans, plus a few other things. We'll talk about that later on this morning. And then at 8 o'clock, Dr. Doug Craig will join me. And as you know, Doug probably takes a different viewpoint of the world than I do. But one of the things we can always do is discuss contentious issues without getting too excited. The big difference in this is that Doug brings in bag of books, four yellow legal pads that he's been taking notes on. And I've got like an article here on Facebook. And you know Facebook's right. So anyway, but we're going to talk about bipartisanship, lack of bipartisanship. Why is this? But one of the things we're also going to talk about is it's getting, it's going to be Thanksgiving and then Christmas. So families are going to be getting together. And we're going to talk about how do you establish boundaries. Do you have people in your family, Jared, that believe differently than you?
Actually, no.
No? Okay.
We all get along on Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, but there are families. You could help me by saying,
I got a crazy uncle.
Got a crazy uncle. There you go. Good. I shouldn't have to coach you on this one. You know, Tuesdays. Anyway, but there are families that aren't even talking to each other anymore because of the fact that one's one side and one's the other. And people hate Trump. They still hate Trump so badly that I was hoping was that at the end of the Trump presidency, that people could take a deep breath, step back, you know, and then move forward. But no, our lack of, people are still in this anger mode, not just about Trump, but just about today. They're just angry today. And so we're going to talk about boundaries. How do you establish boundaries in families so that you won't get upset? See, I never could figure out why you would stop talking to your children, or your children would stop talking to their parents because of a political belief. I mean, I just don't understand it, how that would happen. Or, yeah, well, I haven't talked to my brother in 2 years. You voted for Trump. And, you know, it's like, wow, just because you voted for somebody? Well, yeah, but why? You know, so we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Okay. Did you happen to catch the video of Joe Biden falling asleep during the apparently napping at the climate summit in Scotland?
I did not.
You didn't catch that. Well, there's everybody from all the world except, by the way, two of the major polluters, Russia and China, were not at the climate summit. Two of the major polluters, and China's got to be up there like number one or two, weren't at the climate summit when they're trying to make all these rules about doing away with emissions or cutting back on emissions, doing away with, internal combustion engines, giving all of these grandiose plans for the future. Well, two of the major polluters weren't there. So I guess this means that they're not going to abide by the regulations. Maybe, you know what? Maybe they were just having a problem getting people there. They didn't want to be one of the 400 private jets that flew in to the summit in Scotland, which, by the way, from what I understand, so many jets came in there that it raised the global warming or the emissions. These planes coming in for more than Scotland uses in 1 year for this one summit. Anyway, Joe, President Biden, apparently was napping. Now, NBC says, well, this could be a political obstacle, but you have to remember that, you know, he's been going to meetings, been giving speeches, you know, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Can you imagine if Trump had been there? Okay, I know. Now I'm bringing up Trump, but I'm just showing a difference. I here it's kind of a difference. Or Bush. Okay, let's say it was Bush was there, and then Bush had fell asleep. Can you imagine what the headlines would have been? Bush asleep at the switch. Bush, this is the man that's supposed to be wake up at 3 in the morning and make decisions. I mean, blah, 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 blah. You would have heard it all over ad nauseum. Well, it's been we have time changes and we have this and we have this and we have this. Well, frankly, I understand why President Biden probably was getting a little, you get people up there droning on. You're in a room. Frankly, you wish you were back in Delaware doing something. But there you are. You're there. It's boring. It's warm. You're wearing a mask. So you start to doze. He's 78. He'll be 79 next month, I believe. These things happen, you know. So I don't get too excited about it as much as, but again, in the commentators, you've got, going after him. Oh, it's, just like I said, sleep at the switch, blah, 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 blah. And NBC going, well, there have been several late meetings, covering for him. So, anyway, but I'm sure President Biden, whom I understand, took something like, 600-700 people with him to the climate conference. There's a lot of work being done behind the scenes, I'm sure. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about a proposed law that's going to set up, shooting galleries, except it's not going to be shooting galleries with firearms in California. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is, that's right where we're going to be Thursday for the fundraiser for Rama, is definitely community oriented. It's locally owned, a local board of directors. They've been helping move local dreams forward for 15 years. Three locations, one in Rep Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street, right downtown here. The main branch where we'll be at in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and a new branch opening in Anderson before the end of the year. We'll be right back.
Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaveterans.com. Cypress or Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your free pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Cypress or Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The United States Marine Corps cordially invites you to celebrate the 246th birthday of our Corps, November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Event will take 30 minutes and include the presentation of colors, national anthem, recognizing the oldest and youngest Marines, and more. Birthday cake will be served at the conclusion of the ceremony. That's November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Semper Fi. Welcome back. the Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda, it's Tuesday. She's on assignment. Phone lines here are 605-4567. I take phone calls till 7:30 and we start having guests. So if you've got something stuck in your craw, give us a call at 605-4567. 55 degrees. Rain is supposed to taper off today, I understand. And then pick up again later on this week. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. It's getting to be Christmas. Looking for the right gift? Head on down to Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great selection of jewelry, ranging from Native American to customized, specially designed pieces there. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, across the street from Sierra Gibbs, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. Shut up and dance with me. Okay. Linda and I, and you know, being together, she likes to watch the Voice. I'm not crazy about the Voice. So, but I'll be sitting there with her, but I'll be reading a book and I'll have my music on in my music in my phone that I have downloaded. The only problem is that Linda, you know, she grabs my leg or my arm and says, "Boy, did you hear that?" Well, no, I didn't hear that. But so then she has to run it back and play it for me again so I can hear the different singers. So I'm learning kind of to, like, turn my music down so I can still kind of hear that music. So I can say, "Yeah, I heard that." Is that cheating in your marriage? When you do something like that, Jared, I don't think so. I think that, you know, you're sharing in this. The California lawmakers proposing a state assisted injection sites for heroin for San Francisco, Oakland, and parts of LA. What's that mean? They're going, this is what they want. And this comes out of, I think, Weiner out of, that's his name, Weiner out of San Francisco. If people are going to shoot up with the heroin, they can go into a state-supported facility and shoot up. Have a nice private area to shoot up. And there'll be people there to assist them if they overdosed. Overdose, I guess, was it Narcan? And so they don't have to shoot up on the streets. There's a lot of people who think that's a wrong idea. However, there's been studies that show that, well, it does it, you know, you give people a place to shoot up, you're going to have less needles, blah, 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 blah. But there hasn't been any studies done. They just, it seems like it would be. So this seems like a good idea. Give these people a place. Give heroin addicts and crack addicts a place to shoot up while they've got, you know, trained professionals there that if they overdose after they have the shot, because I guess they have, after they take the shot, they can go to another room, kind of like a mood room. That's my word for it. And kind of like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And maybe they can discuss their experiences with each other. I don't make this up. I really don't make this up. This is California. We got veterans, homeless veterans on the street. Let's set up some injection sites there. Orange County. A judge rules for the pharmaceutical companies. Orange County Superior Court Judge Peter Wilson issued a tentative ruling yesterday that said the governments hadn't proven that pharmaceutical companies use deceptive marketing to increase unnecessary opioid prescriptions and create a public nuisance. There's simply no evidence to show that the rise in prescriptions is not the result of medically appropriate provision of pain medications to patients in need. Wilson wrote in a ruling of more than 40 pages, "An adverse downstream consequences flowing from medically appropriate prescriptions cannot constitute an actionable public public nuisance. Oakland, Los Angeles, Orange, and Santa Clara counties argue that the pharmaceutical companies misled both doctors and patients. They say the drug makers downplayed the risk of addictions, overdoses, and deaths while overstating the benefits of long-term health conditions. The drug makers say opioids are appropriate for many chronic pain patients. Both sides acknowledge there was abuse, but that the pharmaceuticals said, we didn't do anything unlawful or underhanded when we made the pharmaceuticals. There are people with chronic debilitating pain that need a heavy-duty drug, an opioid. My brother-in-law, who has a pain management clinic in Sacramento, walked such a fine line with his patients on prescribing this. I think there's only one doctor in the VA here in the clinic that can prescribe a painkiller, an opioid painkiller. When you've got people with chronic pain and nothing else works but a heavy-duty drug, what are you going to do? It used to be, if you don't give me this, I'm going to sue you. The drug is out there. It can relieve my pain, and you don't want to give it to me, then one, I'll go to another doctor, or two, if it's a hospital, we'll sue you so that you will give me the drug because I have chronic debilitating pain. And so the people caught in the middle of this, of course, are doctors. You know, they want to help their patients, but at the same time, the government's coming down on them so hard. Well, you're overprescribing. You're giving this, this person who's been on this drug for years. Yeah, because if he isn't on that drug, his life their lives become miserable. Now, are there doctors out there, and they've caught several of them, that have overprescribed, or there's a county in West Virginia that had some, like, what, a million pills shipped to them for various pharmacies? Obviously, there's something wrong there. And obviously, they can, there's laws against it. But anyway, so this isn't dead. This is going to keep going. But for right now, the pharmaceutical company's got a win in the, got a mark on the win column there. The other things that we've seen coming in is that in the Record Searchlight, there was an article about SB, Senate Bill 9 and 10. I don't know if you're familiar with this or not, but SB 9 would allow all single-family properties to be cut in half, with both new parcels eligible for two new housing units, plus an additional housing unit or granny flat. So where there's now one home, there could be six. And there's no limit on how many such conversions could occur in a neighborhood, nor does it say anything about parking for these new places. Now, it takes away from the local authorities all of their abilities to zone things under this law. So you can have your next door neighbor who has a big backyard could now build a house back there, or even better, build a multi-use house or multi-occupant house in their backyard with, say, two or three apartments in it. And then your neighbor next door on the other side could do the same thing. So now instead of having two neighbors, you now have seven neighbors. And this is two laws. So now what the people that are fighting this are getting an initiative together. They're making sure that the big thing, of course, is what it's called. And the to start gathering signatures. They need 1.3 million signatures. Now, Governor Newsom in mid-September signed this year's bills, and about two-thirds, not only did the poll numbers make this obvious, about two-thirds of the Californians opposed the extreme densifying measures, SB 9 and 10, before he signed it. He did so, but so did the fact that backers deliberately obscured key parts of the bill. Now, this is going to be coming up, and we're going to be talking more and more about this. Senate Bill 9 and 10, which has already been signed, that does away with the community's ability to zone and to plan communities. This overrides that. And if you think that some developers and some people will not take advantage of this, you're not breathing the rarefied air here in Shasta County. The other part about this is places like Zillow. Have you noticed how Zillow says, can't sell your house? We'll buy your house. So Zillow, how many homes does Zillow own? Well, Zillow then, if they own the property and the mortgage is paid off, so they own it, they can then develop the property. So instead of buying one house on 2 acres of land, they now have bought a house that they can put two more houses on. Plus, and they could be multiple occupancy houses. Think about it. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell is, I'll just say it, is that she is our insurance agent. We've been extremely happy with the service there, as have other people that we know that use Maxwell Insurance and Financial. They are top-rated. They are top-notch. They've been doing this since 1993, and it's all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Give Judy or one of her people a call at 221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
Football is life. Get in the game. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino on Thursday nights to catch your favorite pro team on any of our 12 TV screens and giant 12-foot projection screen inside overtime. Enjoy game day bites every Thursday from 5 p.m. until the end of the game. What is better than football? Enjoying the game with nachos, wings, pizza, and your favorite pints. Come get your fingers messy at Overtime Bar every Thursday night. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino. More details at windriver.com.
Hello, Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, candidate for District 5 Supervisor. It seems masks and vaccines are very hot topics these days, and the masking of our kids in schools and forced vaccinations are the talk of the county. I support the views and beliefs of both sides, but I do not support our government forcing their beliefs on either side. I strongly believe in liberty and freedom for all. I believe in personal choice and personal responsibility for those choices. Parents should be able to choose whether their children are masked at school or not. We the people should be able to choose to get vaccinated or not. Do your own research, consult your trusted healthcare professional, and make your own choices. Unelected bureaucrats should not be ruling our lives. Masking our children all day, every day in school, while celebrities go to the Oscars and Grammys unmasked is the height of hypocrisy. We the people are supposed to be in charge of our government, not unelected bureaucrats who most likely never finished medical school. Shasta County District 5 covers Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and the Millville area, but as District 5 Supervisor, I will represent all of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season. And remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
What's your Thanksgiving Day plan this year? Black Bear Diner will be open, and you've got options. Come in for a three-course entree. Choose from turkey, ham, or prime rib. Or grab a Thanksgiving meal to go for an easy fix at home. If you're on the road, stop at one of our 145 diners for a fill-up along the way. Search for Black Bear Diner near me. Spend your Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily in Reading at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, 7:35 in the morning, 55 degrees out there, rain, and they tell me it's going to stop today. Hopefully it will be a rain-free day on Thursday. What's it say about that, Jared? Are we still going to have rain on Thursday?
It says showers likely, then slight chance of showers, and then Thursday night partly cloudy.
Okay. Well, maybe we won't, because we're going to talk about where we're going to be that day here in a minute. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, you know what? If you've been injured at work and it is still a problem in your life and you're not getting the treatment you should get, give Patrick Gorman a call for a free consultation. Work injuries can be life-changing, and without treatment, you may never recover. Insurance companies and employers have lawyers. You should have someone that's going to fight for you. That's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call at 530-262-2168 today. And I am here with Melissa Estrada.
Hello.
Estrada.
Yes.
Hello. Transportation planner for the Public Works in Rapa.
Yeah.
Right here in town.
Yeah.
And the so you've got a big event coming up.
Yeah, it's our annual Rapa Salute to Veterans event. It's the 12th one that we have conducted. So we're really excited about it. Every Veterans Day we host a community drive-through event to collect donations for bus passes for veterans.
Okay. Yeah. We've been involved with this for, gosh, how long did you say it's been going?
Well, I've been there for 5 years, and all those times.
I think it's been going on for
12 years.
12 years, yeah. Now, 12 years, yeah. So ever since we started with the station, we've been down at one of the, at where it's been at. It's been at Cornerstone now for the, last 5 or 6 years. So that's where we're going to be. Trish Clark and I will be there from 7 to 9 on Thursday in front of the Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue. In the Cornerstone Shopping Center. And tell people what the Salute to Veterans is.
So, again, it's a one-day event where we receive community donations. You can drive through, drop off cash or check. You could also give online at rapaveterans.com and pay via credit card. The funds are received year-round, and at the end of the fiscal year, we drain the bank accounts. Every dollar that is provided, Rapa provides a 50-cent match in bus passes, and we give all those bus passes to the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, and she distributes them amongst her clientele.
So how many bus passes did we give out last year?
So last year we
I say we because we helped.
Yeah.
You know, we are out there helping to collect it, even though I have nothing to do with the money or the handing out of the bus passes. That's Celestine and her crew. So
yeah.
How many bus passes did we give out last year?
So last year, about 950 bus passes. So it was our most successful year yet. And so every year there's always just the uncertainty of like car fire and paradise fire and whether coronavirus or other people will show up. And last year was our best year yet.
Well, how many people? So 900 and something, 950. So yeah. Almost 1,000 bus passes.
Yeah.
Now these are for, and these are given to veterans. And she asked, well, how many veterans ride the buses? Well, a lot of veterans ride the buses because, one, they don't have cars. They may be older, and they don't drive now. Maybe they have injuries that preclude them from having to being able to drive a car.
Yeah.
And this is just a very convenient way to get around our town, our whole town. It takes you all the way out to REU on Airport Road. Well, out in that direction. Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm sorry. I thought it did.
It did. And we're hoping to bring that route back once more facilities open up. That is the challenge with PrEP. So we do provide a lot of services. Uh-huh. We have a 100-square-mile area, service area, so it's spread really thin. But we do provide the punch cards for all trip purposes, so whether it's the doctor or shopping, and it serves on both the bus as well as the paratransit vans. So the paratransit vans are for persons with disabilities who are functionally unable to use the bus. So that's the one that it's curb-to-curb service or origin to destination, and that provides more direct service. It is eligibility-based, but that's a nice option for veterans as well.
How much does it cost to ride the bus?
$1.50.
$1.50 each way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you don't get, like, what, round-trip? Can you get round-trip cards? Or you just get a card?
They're $10 punch cards.
$10 punch cards.
Yeah.
So you can use it. And so they gave out 950 of those?
Yeah.
$10 punch cards?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that makes a little more sense, because I know that you bring in, copious amounts, not copious, but money in. So they get a $10 punch card, and I think you can get those once a month, or is it more?
Is the schedule that Celestina uses to distribute.
Right. And we'll be, we'll talk to Celestina about that when she comes on again. Somebody has asked here, what is your yearly budget at RABA?
Our yearly budget.
Are you involved in that at all?
Not as much.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a very small transit agency, so there's two staff members. It's a joint powers agreement between the three cities and the county with administration handled by the city of Reading. So there's a lot of cost sharing because we outsource a lot of our functions, the legal, the risk management. So a lot of the core functions that the city already retains, it's a nice transition for the transit agency as well.
Okay. Now, what kind of – do I see like natural gas buses or what kind of buses – have you gotten an electric bus yet?
Yeah, we got one electric
bus. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So you got an electric bus.
Well, the California Air Resources Board has mandated that all transit agencies transition to a zero-emission bus fleet. So by 2029, 100% of new bus purchases have to be zero-emission buses. So this is our trial run of a bus. It's a Proterra bus. Our typical bus is a Gillig bus. They're manufactured out of, I think it's Hayward.
Mm-hmm.
We like them. They're tried and true, and they just came out with their electric model. So we're hoping that our next electric bus will be that model.
How many people can the electric bus hold?
The same as a regular bus, about 35 people.
Really?
Yeah.
And do you
seated.
Seated. Now, how many people, how long does it go? Can it go all day on a charge, or does it have to, at lunch, you have to recharge it?
So that remains to be seen. But
this
particular bus is on the Crosstown Express, which I think it has a two-hour gap in the middle of the day. So it runs in the morning, and in the middle of the day, we take it back to the facility and we charge it.
And charge it, and then in the evenings, you charge it again.
Yeah, in the evening.
So if one of them stops in front of you and the guy walks in with the long extension cord, says, hey, look, I got to get these people to the other side of town. How about, can I plug in? I guess you probably don't do it. It's probably a special plug-in.
It is a special plug-in. It's a special charger. But a lot of transit agencies, it's a big feat, as you can imagine, transitioning a fleet to zero-emission buses. They're double the cost, half as efficient. So
double the cost, half as efficient.
Yeah, they're
You know, you just give me things to talk about all day
long. Gotta love
carb. You know what? But this is, you know, you don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
So what if he held off to the, like, the very last week? And it, you've got to have all, do you have to have, like, percentages by a certain time?
I believe starting now, 25% of new purchases have to be zero-emission buses. So luckily, our and the useful life of a bus is about 17 years. That's how long we stretch them,
okay,
which is a pretty significant amount of time. So our buses are good until beyond a little bit beyond 2029.
Okay. And then by that time, we should have all brand-new electric buses. And the new technology, of course, will have caught up so that you can charge it in like an hour and a half. And
well, it, there some of the
charge
new factors,
last all day.
They're having a difficult time trying to make it work. So the Proterra, the one that we have, sometimes the heater will drain the battery. But the Gillig model that we like, they I think they use diesel gas to run the heat. So there's a small little portion that uses the diesel gas
like
for the heater.
Maybe a generator?
And it preserves the life of the battery, so it makes it an actual competent vehicle.
You know, it's going to be illegal after 2030 also to have, you
35.
Know, internal combustion generators. I'm loving it. You know, I wish you could see Melissa's face here. Because it's she's explaining it to me, and she's looking me dead in the eye when she's doing it, and into my face of horror, you know, that I'm here going, like that.
Yeah.
But let's, you know, that's a totally different subject for a totally different day. We're going to take a break here. We want to talk about the salute to the veterans that Rob has been doing for 12 years and what a good job they've been doing, and also our Shasta County Veterans Service Office about helping the veterans in our community. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are there to get you back into action. Whether you've been, you know, for you golfers, you reached for that other one, you decided to lunge at that ball, and you tweaked something in your back. Maybe you've had an orthopedic injury. Maybe you have been riding your horse and they bounced you off. Rachel and Kevin can get you back into shape. Give them a call at 533-5030. That's 533-5030. Or stop by 3673 Eureka Way in the Sunset Shopping Center. They've worked in the pro football combines, United States Olympic gymnastics team, and many other places. They know what they're doing. Give them a call. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Community Bank at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaveterans.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your free pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from BNT 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at BNT makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, 7:50 in the morning here on the 2nd of November. It's 55 degrees. It's rainy, though it's supposed to stop. Start to clear a little bit, and then we'll have just kind of like occasional showers the rest of the week. Hey, if you're thinking, we're talking about, we're here with Robba, and we're talking about the electric bus that we have, and that they have to be totally electric by 2030.
2029.
But if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I'm here with Melissa Estrada, who is a transportation planner over at RABA, Public Works from RABA. And we're talking about the RABA Salute to the Veterans, a community drive-through fundraiser that they've been having for 12 years, that we've been involved in probably for 11 of those 12 years. And we're going to be all be down at the Cornerstone Community Bank Thursday from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. Trish Clark and I will be there from 7 to 9, so stop on by and wave and come over and say hello and hand us a check or cash. And we will put it in our RABA bottle there.
Mm-hmm.
A collection bottle, but you'll have people standing out there too, right?
Yeah, and we deposit it in the bank account.
And you just put it right in the bank account. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the year, last year, they helped, you handed out 9,500, was it bus passes, and there's 10 to a pass, or is it just individual passes?
950 individual $10 punch cards.
Individual punch cards?
Yeah.
And so each one of those punch cards, like Melissa just said, it's worth $10,
yeah,
and it goes to veterans. Now, how do you make sure veterans are getting it?
The bus passes are provided to the Shasta County VSO, and she distributes them amongst her clientele.
There she goes. And yeah, last year they helped, you know, close to 9,000 veterans in the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. They help about that many every year who need affordable transportation to get to work, school, and medical appointments. And Rob is going to match whatever you put in, we put in as a community, with 50 cents for every dollar donation.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's a great event. We have.
What kind of feedback do you get on that? Do you get any feedback?
We do get. We've been presenting it to our board lately, and they've been loving it, because it's hard sometimes, as we were describing on the break, just to the business that we're in and that I'm in of trying to provide public transportation for those who have no other option. And that's what REV is. It provides transit to the truly transit needy. So it's not, we wish it could be better. And as I described, we're going to do a planning study to see how we could try to reconfigure the system. But it's providing options to people who have no other options. So it's,
yeah, you know what? And because you've got door-to-door service,
mm-hmm.
you know, people in wheelchairs, people walkers, or people just have problems getting around. It could
right.
be people with vision impairment, all of these things, that RABA will be there for them.
Right.
And with these bus passes, that's going to help a lot. Is it the same price if they come to your door to pick you up?
So that's the paratransit service.
Right.
That's $3 per one-way trip.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now, where will they take you to?
Anywhere within the demand response service area, which is basically, I believe it's 3/4 of a mile from any fixed route bus route.
Okay. So would they take you to, like, if, you know, somebody, a veteran that's in a wheelchair and needs to get to the grocery store?
Yeah.
They would do that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then they would come back and pick them up?
Yeah. It's all reservation-based. And it's all
oh, okay.
a lot of rules and regulations because we are funded by
yeah.
the federal government as well. So we have things, performance measures that we need to look at, like on-time performance and how we book rides. We have to book rides, I think it's the day before
mm-hmm.
is when we receive reservations. So there's a lot of rules and regulations that we have to follow to make sure that we are providing equitable service to the those that need transportation.
Do you ride the bus just to check it out?
I do. When I lived, I'm from Southern California, and because parking was more of an issue, I would take the bus every day to work.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what gets the choice riders on the bus is when people actually have to pay for the parking. But I do ride the bus here just to check it out. And
Yeah. Just to make sure everything is going good there.
Mm-hmm.
Do we ever have any, I've never heard of incidents on the bus. I'm sure there's been minor stuff, but
yeah.
nothing major.
Well, there's it's more just community issues that occur like in the downtown area near our downtown transit center. It's not necessarily our clientele; it's just transient populations. But apparently, that is a pretty big issue for bus drivers. It's people that get. I mean, you hear stories around the nation, right? People that get sucker punched or spit on and.
I don't think, I have, maybe that happens here, but I have not heard of big problems on the buses. And they always appear clean to me and on time. Where do I get like a bus schedule?
So on our website, rabbaride.com, you could get an electronic version or we can mail out a paper version as well. Paper mm-hmm. version is available at the Downtown Transit Center as well.
Okay, so then you can kind of plan out your day.
Yeah, and we also just got a transit app. So we have GPS trackers on our bus that provide the real-time location of our buses.
Mm-hmm.
And so that information is fed into Google. So that you could do trip planning on Google, and that will tell you the real-time arrival of the next bus route. And then there's also a transit app that does that for you as well.
Okay, so on Thursday, people... Here's your chance. Don't even have to get out of your car. You can just come on down to 192 Hartnell Avenue at the Cornerstone Shopping Center and at the Cornerstone Bank in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Stop off, drop off your spare change, your dollar bills, your $100 checks, your $1,000, and just loose cash you have around the house. And all of this is going to go to a great cause, and that's to give our veterans who need bus passes, to get them bus passes for the year. Last year they gave out about 1,950 bus passes, and each one of those bus passes had, it's a $10 bus pass. So that was at least, four rides then that they were able to use.
Yeah.
So, put 50 a shot, $3.
Yeah.
Almost four. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Melissa. So do you like doing this?
I do. I like trying to make it more the system more efficient, just to provide a good. And it's, I see transportation as a way of upward mobility for those that were born in poverty. That, you know, my heart's for the children that are born into it, mm-hmm. That can't help their situation, and it provides roads of opportunity to greater things. So that's why I am a transportation planner.
Okay, one last question.
Yeah.
How many people ride the buses? I mean, just for the year aggregate, about.
Not as much as we would like. So there are.
We could have more riding.
We could have more riding, yeah.
When a rodeo comes, parking's a problem.
Yeah.
Do y'all put on like extra buses around there?
Is that, that's.
That's in May.
It's in May.
Yeah. I'm just thinking because parking's a problem there and people are having to park across the 44.
Yeah.
And having to walk across the bridge to get there. I'm just wondering if there would be like a bus. That would be cool. I mean, it's $1.50 or, you know, each way, but
yeah,
catching it like that.
We do provide it for Cool April Nights.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. All right. I think there's another holiday or event that we provide transportation near.
4th of July,
near the
maybe. They used to have thousands of people down there on 4th of July, too.
I think it was the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival was around the same time as the rodeo.
Okay.
So I think they used to share a shuttle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Melissa Estrada, transportation planner for ABBA. She'll be down there Thursday from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. to pick up money for Salute to the Veterans. We'll be right back with Dr. Doug Craig.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Back this forward, rightly or wrongly, to November 2022 when a third of the Senate, the whole House of Representatives, and 36 governorships are on the ballot.
And the polls pointing to a close race in New Jersey where Democrat incumbent Governor Phil Murphy being challenged by Republican Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli. The Biden administration planning to tighten environmental regulation of the oil and gas industry with an eye toward cutting methane emissions. The president telling the UN Climate Summit in Scotland that slashing those emissions will do more than help the climate.
This isn't just something we have to do to protect the environment and our future. It's an enormous opportunity. Enormous opportunity for all of us, all of our nations, to create jobs and make meeting climate goals a core part of our global economic recovery as well.
New poll indicates that Democrats want someone other than Joe Biden as their presidential nominee in 2024. It's an NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll released this week. Just 36% of Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents say their party will have a better chance winning the White House with President Biden at the top of the ticket. Watching Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow's up 85 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index ahead, 49. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
Lebanon's oldest English language newspaper, latest victim of the country's financial crisis.
The Daily Star's editor-in-chief emailed its journalists to say with a heavy heart all staff were being laid off. The paper was founded in Lebanon in 1952, one of the Arab world's first English language dailies. It has covered the region's news for audiences around the world, becoming a launchpad for many Lebanese and foreign reporters. Its print edition stopped last year, and its website hasn't been updated for a fortnight. The closure is a further sign of Lebanon's deepening economic crisis. Several other media outlets have faced a similar fate.
That's BBC's Tom Bateman.
An explosion at the entrance of a military hospital in Kabul has killed 3 people, wounded at least 16. City residents reported hearing 2 explosions in the area of the hospital in Kabul's 10th district, along with the sound of gunfire. News and analysis at townhall.com. American Airlines is still struggling.
They're trying to dig out from under a blizzard of canceled flights over the last few days. By mid-afternoon Monday, American had canceled more than 400 flights. It's the fourth straight day of major disruptions at American, which canceled more than 1,000 flights on Sunday. American hopes to fix its operations by hiring more flight attendants, pilots, and reservations agents. The airline encouraged thousands of workers to quit last year when air travel collapsed during the pandemic, then was caught shorthanded when travel bounced back this year. Keith Peters reporting.
Tesla issuing a recall that automatically sent a software update fixing a safety problem in its electric vehicles. The recall, apparently heading off a looming confrontation with U.S. safety regulators, covers nearly 12,000 Teslas with a glitch in the full self-driving software that can make the car stop for no good reason, increasing the risk of a crash. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here for 8 to 9 a.m. here on the 2nd of November, 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's here with the weather.
Good morning. It's currently 58 degrees. Today, we're going to see isolated showers, then partly sunny, and it's going to be mostly clear tonight with a high of 64, a low of 45. Tomorrow, during the day, it's going to be mostly sunny with showers at night, a low of 67, a high of 52. Thursday, showers likely, then slight chance of showers, becoming partly cloudy Thursday night with a high of 63, a low of 43. Friday, partly sunny with a high of 63, a low of 44. Saturday, we have a slight chance of showers and mostly cloudy afterwards with a high near 60, a low of 45. And Sunday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high 59 and a low 44.
Okay. So still looks like chances of showers all through the week. I'm not going to complain, even though it has a tendency to get a little bit tiresome after a while. But we need this rain. And if it rained like this for the next 2 weeks, that'd be cool. You know, not a gully washer, but just consistent rain that gives time for it to soak into the ground, into start building up the snow packs. They're expecting a big year up in Mount Shasta. Let's hope that that happens. Weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with Dr. Doug Craig, and we're going to talk about why we're polarized today. One of the things also we're going to add into this, I drop it on him at the last minute yesterday, is about boundaries. How do we set our boundaries in our family when you get together? Doug, do you know of instances of and Dr. Craig is family therapist.
Psychologist.
Yep. Thank you. A psychologist, and you deal with couples and families and individuals and
exactly. Yeah, all ages. Well, teenagers and above. Yeah, okay. I do assessments of children. It's a diverse practice over 35 years now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see you taking notes while we're during this hour, and you always look at me when you're taking these notes. Should I be worried? Would you call me if there was something really strange?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. If the men in white coats show up, run out the back door. Yeah.
I looked outside and the SWAT team's there. What did I say? Okay. Hey, Doug, you and I are not in agreement on some things political.
Right.
We agree on a lot of stuff.
Right.
But, there are things we don't agree with.
Right. True.
But one of the things that concerns us both is this polarization we have. Right. Not only at the highest levels, all the way down into families. Mm-hmm. So why are we polarized?
Well, I've come up with, you know, like four broad areas. One pertains to what I've been doing in my career, which is the human mind that, believe it or not, is not designed for truth. It's not, you know, our reasoning isn't through evolution is not created or is not used adaptively for truth detection. It's used for group identity. And so the human mind just wants to win arguments. It doesn't want to find the truth. It wants to confirm that I'm right and you're wrong. And so that's one thing. That the another aspect is related to identity formation and the idea that we're all in our different groups, kind of like sports teams. You know, if we're a fan of, you know, the Warriors or the Kings or the Giants or whatever, that's how we approach politics now, as like a group loyalty. Our historic racism is a huge factor in why we're so polarized. And then, of course, the media and political parties have jumped on that and in recent decades discovered that hatred pays big. You know, there's huge billions of dollars in getting us to hate one another. So all day long, the powers that be have discovered that they can make money and gain power by activating our identities and getting us to feel this
so
crazy.
Identity politics is what you're, identity I politics. Believe is what you're talking yeah. about, and keeping people in, you know, siloed, mm-hmm. and you know that you've exactly. got us in different communities, different ethnocentric mm-hmm. areas, different financial communities, and all this pays off for those in power.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah.
So as yeah. long as you can keep us like that, then we can't get together
right.
and use our formation, our identity formation as a group to move forward.
Yep, that's exactly the way it is. Yeah, and it didn't used to be that way.
Yeah, well, when did this start?
Well,
I mean, in your opinion.
Okay, well, the golden age of cooperation, believe it or not, was between the Civil War and the passage of the Civil Rights Act in 64, or Voting Rights Act in 64, and the Civil Rights Act in 65.
Yeah, passed by the Republicans.
Republicans were huge, yeah. Yeah, well, people, maybe younger people don't remember this if they didn't study it, but you and I lived it. There was a time when there were extremely liberal Republicans, and the most conservative politicians in America were Democrats. You know, what are the Dixiecrats, they were called.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Strom Thurmond, you know, was huge. You know, Strom Thurmond would be very comfortable in today's Republican Party, but he was a staunch Democrat, you know, back in, what, the 40s and 50s.
Well, Robert Byrd.
Robert Byrd.
Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
Ku Klux Klan leader.
Yeah.
Was a strong Democrat.
Yeah, so that's where it began to shift. But back in those days, geography, race, religion, political party, that there weren't that many differences between the two parties, and people like Richard Nixon and Robert Kennedy agreed that's good. We do not want one of the parties to be conservative and one of the parties to be liberal. We didn't that would cause that would do harm to our democracy. So that's when it started. Goldwater was the nominee for the Republican Party, and LBJ was the nominee for the Democratic Party, and the South saw that, and they were deeply disturbed by where the Democratic Party was going, and so, you know, the whole South was, you know, owned by the Democratic Party for 100 years, and then it all started to shift, and then other factors that played into it was the removal of the Fairness Doctrine in 1987, and then Rush Limbaugh came along in 1988, and then Newt Gingrich recognized that, you know, if Republicans were going to gain power, they can't be nice guys anymore, and so he started playing hardball, and it worked for the Republicans, and for the first time in 40 years, they took over the House of Representatives in 1994, and
That was Newt Gingrich and his contract with America.
Compact or contract, whatever it was. He was definitely shifted politics permanently. You know, began to shift it in a way that was very successful for the Republicans. And but it ended up forcing them to get rid of their liberals and their moderates. At one time there was like 300 Republicans, or I guess of both parties, that considered themselves moderates. They're pretty much all gone now.
Well, what would you say? Let's take a quick break, because let's come back to the Democrats then.
Sure.
And because it's Republicans do not have just the corner on this market.
No. Both parties are playing the radicalization.
Yeah. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. River Commons Senior Living is the premier retirement community in Northern California. Of course, when you're right here in Redding, you're surrounded by natural beauty, lots of recreational opportunities, and this community at River Commons Senior Living is beautiful. Great accommodations, gourmet chef, pet-friendly, close to shopping, close to Turtle Bay. It has everything that you would want if you've had enough taking care of the house and the plumbing and the grass and everything else that comes along with it. Let River Commons take care of all that for you, and you just enjoy yourself. For a personalized tour, give Brian a call at 238-5981 and find out why people in River Commons Senior Living worry less and smile more. We'll be right back.
Rumors spread around, you like to take the time, like the shack outside the game. And you know what I'm talking about, just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Football is life. Get in the game. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to catch your favorite team on any of our 16 screens inside seasons. Score with our new Game Grub Buffet.
Race bids, kickoff for cash and prizes.
Nowhere else in town offers this. More football fun. Play hard, win easy. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long.
Some people talk football. We live it.
At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Details at windriver.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460. BCM360.com.
Burke's Construction Management is a local rating business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Hear that, did you? Okay, good. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. No, I was just describing things in my own inimitable Marine way. I usually try not to do that, but hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's 8:19 in the morning, 55 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Institute, the only area hospital with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, the only hospital doing the TAVR valve replacement, and is now becoming a teaching hospital. They're having 24 residents will be assigned to Shasta Regional Medical Center, working in different specialties and rotating through those. And why is this so good? Well, one, more doctors, but two, being able to keep doctors in our area when they see how great it is here. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay, I'm here with Dr. Doug Craig. We're talking about why we're polarized. And part of it is your mind. Your mind's not, your mind is not used to especially to find the truth. It's there to, it's used for group ID, mm-hmm. which is interesting. Mm-hmm. ID formation is another reason, group racism, we'll get to that. And, in the media. Mm-hmm. Now, when we left, we talked about how the Republicans push so far to the right. Mm-hmm. Well, now let's talk about the Democrats and how they push so far to the left. Mm-hmm. I've always thought of America as pretty much a middle-of-the-road country, mm-hmm. the vast majority of us. Mm-hmm. Pretty much middle-of-the-road, mm-hmm. leaning right, leaning left, but pretty much wanting to have the same things. Mm-hmm. And yes, then you've got your extremes on both sides who, mm-hmm. if they ever sat down with each other, they would find out how much they really have in common.
Exactly.
They're all anarchists. Extreme right and extreme left. I'm not talking about conservatives. Right, right. I'm talking the extremes.
Right.
In fact, they could just change shirts. People in Antifa could wear Proud Boy shirts and vice versa, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. In some of the instances, not in all of them. So don't come down and beat on our walls. Mm-hmm. But the Democrats started pushing real hard into social programs and pushing things like open borders and not enforcing borders, free university, free tuition, free everything. But it started before that with Clinton. When he was talking about the when Hillary trotted out the health care for mm-hmm. all, and
right.
that really people looked at that, and it wasn't presented very well, but people really started pushing back on that, mm-hmm. and it seems like then the Democrats started taking stands, mm-hmm. which has led us to where we are today, when you've got Congress. House of Representatives that many don't even talk to each other, unless it's kind of like, you know, as they pass each other in the hallways there and it's screw you type of conversations.
Right.
But yet their constituents keep electing them.
Right.
So if enough of your constituents don't agree with what you're saying,
right,
you're not going to be reelected.
Right. Well, yeah, polarization begets polarization. So what happens is, I think technically it started with this, fear of, with civil rights. There's a fear there of what that means, what about it changing the country. And, of course, those of us that were around in the 60s and 70s remember it seemed like the country was coming apart with the riots and, the Vietnam War protests and then Watergate and so on. And but back then, again, Republicans and Democrats weren't that different. But now you have everything is different. So if there's an area of the country where there's 900 people or less per square mile, almost guaranteed they're going to be voting Republican. If it's an area that's 900 people or above, they're going to be voting Democratic. So that means that, the urban areas are all blue and the rural areas are all red. And so that's divided geographically.
But that begets more polarization.
Exactly.
Because now you have an urban area.
Right.
That control, that's in 150 square miles.
Right.
Controlling thousands and thousands of other people. That just happened, it's not Republican Democrat anymore. It's urban rural.
Yes, that's exactly. That's one of the divides.
That is a huge divide. And if you look at east of the I-5 or west of the I-5 controls mm-hmm. Washington, Oregon, and California.
Mm-hmm.
You go east of the I-5
mm-hmm.
and it's almost all red.
Mm-hmm.
And this in itself is a natural barrier to getting along
right.
when urban makes decisions that make no sense to rural.
Right, right. Well, but in the long run, the rural is the game is rigged for the Republicans for several reasons. So by 2040,
rigged.
Well, rigged in this sense, that when you think of democracy, it should be fair. I'm just saying that
this is a constitutional republic.
Let me explain.
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I did what I
the founders adjusted. Let's not use the word rigged. Let's say the founders adjusted our country to favor small states over large states. So large states, and that's what the Senate is, right? So the average person in Wyoming has 66 times more power than the average person in California because of a representational democracy, right? So, the fact that it is not representational, that there's two senators for every state. So what that means in 2040, 15 states will have 70% of the population, but only 30 senators. And it'll be flip-flopped. So the other 35 states will only have 30% of the population, but they'll have 70 senators. That's where we're going. And the Electoral College is also, no one planned it that way, but we already had two presidents elected where the most people in America wanted the Democrat, but the Electoral College gave it to the Republican. That could continue as a result. The Supreme Court is
which is a great reason for the a democracy sounds good,
right?
But if four of us vote to take your electric car away from you, we can just take it, as opposed to a representative democracy where it takes where the mass can't just make rules,
yeah.
For everybody, and like wanting to put meters on wells, private wells. That was an idea that came floating out of Sacramento. The idea, though, is that the things that are happening every day feeds into the polarization. the furthering of the divide. What happens when we reach that point? Do you see a point where it's just going to be that bad that people will say, you know, I'm not going to take it anymore, and there's, you know, a schism that we can never fix?
Well, the danger is that, you know, we all live in the same world, same country, same communities, but we have different versions of reality. And as I said earlier, there's no evidence that the human mind is capable on its own of discovering, you know, truth when it conflicts with their political identities. And so yeah, there's a huge danger when I have, you know, when I have nothing in common with someone else. You know, if a huge group of Americans have nothing in common with another huge group of Americans, that's a prescription for disaster. You know, we should all recognize that we have everything in common. Instead, we're being fed constantly by our politicians and our media sources that they're evil, they're demons on the other side.
And that word has been used.
Yes,
that word has been used on national TV, that Republicans are devils. Yeah. They're the Satan.
But who started that? Newt Gingrich.
So, well, I don't know.
No, you go back. Go back. He said we're done being nice, and he started.
There's a difference between saying.
But he gave them the words. He gave them the words. He started.
It's a difference between saying we're not going to be nice.
No, he gave them words.
Going out and saying that if you don't agree with the vaccine mandates, that you're a murderer. Now. Let's talk about that when we get back. We have to take a break here. But let's talk about things that polarize our country when they don't have to be. And one of them, of course, is the vaccine mandates, which has polarized our country even further. The whole thing, the whole rollout from COVID has been a disaster. And I'll say that under both administrations. And the other part is now we keep pushing something that caused 45% of our kids to be out of school one day. I'm here with Dr. Doug Craig, and I don't know why it is. If other people say say things, I just don't get excited when you say it, Doug. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I know kind of where you're coming from, and the fact that I know what you're saying is I agree with how what you said about us being polarized by our politicians and the media. I thoroughly, believe that. So, this portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil has been around our city and county in the United States since 1967. They deliver fuel oil throughout the western United States. When the fires were out there, they were out there 24 hours a day making sure they had fuel for the bulldozers, the earth movers, the aircraft, and all the way down to the chainsaws. 24 hours a day, SST Oil was out there. It's starting to get colder, as you've noticed, and they are the dealers for the Toyo heater, Toyo water heater, and if you're looking to keep your house warm and the hot water on, talk to SST Oil. They're always looking for great employees. Give them a call at 241-1167. It's an employee-owned company, and they take care of their employees. Great people down there, SST Oil. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn.
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up! KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:36 in the morning, 55 degrees out there. Looks like it's starting to clear up. Rain might stop today. Here today on the 2nd of November, this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Sign up for savings over at Quick and Clean Car Wash in the corner of Market and Eureka Street next to Dutch Bros. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. Buy 10 and get 3 free. You may not think you need a car wash, but yes, you might. They're a great company. They're great people over there. It's brushless. They've got a special type of soap and wax that makes your vehicle look great. That's Quick and Clean Car Wash. I'm here with Dr. Doug Craig today, and we're talking about polarization, why we're polarized, and let's go to the phones. Rob, good morning.
Hi. Yeah, I was just driving into work this morning, and it was around that comment you guys were talking about. Well, if you've got 900 people in an urban center and 900 people in a rural setting, they're going to think differently. And the idea that if you have Americans that don't have anything in common with one another, that's a dangerous thing. And I would agree with that point. However, what I do take issue with is this comment that Dr. Craig made a moment ago regarding the idea of people having nothing in common. And I don't want to go into the CRT discussion per se, but it's really interesting when you talk about the middle of the road Americans and what we have in common. And 90% of, I mean, I'm just throwing that number out there, I'm guessing, but most Americans middle of the road value their constitution, value their system of government, value the American ideals that are not compatible with this theory of CRT that Dr. Craig has been discussing as something that is very virtuous and whatnot. And so I thought I'd raise that point and let you guys take it from there.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Rob. Our listeners have jobs.
You're funny. Let me clarify, Rob. Thank you. I actually agree with you that we have a ton in common. I've always believed that our system exists to divide us on the left and right. But those of us, you know, it used to be called the 99%, you know, those of us that aren't in the top 1%, we have, you know, everything in common. And I think there, you know, we need to get away from the idea that there's a good, some people are good and some people are bad. You know, we're all just people. So I agree with you. What I'm saying, though, is the reason we're polarized and the reason that a recent poll found that 52% of Trump voters and 41% of Biden voters strongly or somewhat agree that it's time to split the country, right? So there's a sense out there that we have nothing in common. I agree with you. We do have everything
in common. We have so much in common here, but yet things keep happening. New bills brought up, new laws proposed. I think one of the biggest divisive concerns that's been brought up in this country in this past year is COVID and the reaction to COVID. The government wanting to force people to take a vaccine. Now, this isn't unusual that the government was, you know, I mean, people were, you know, polio vaccine, smallpox, diphtheria, you know, all these things that people take. But for some reason, the COVID vaccine has become such a bone of contention and such a divider. And I lay this on both parties and the media for this. How do you overcome this? Something like this.
Well, again, you know, I equate it to, you know, sports teams. You know, it's kind of an accent of geography that we support certain sports teams. You know, I purposely wore my Ohio State Buckeyes hat today, just even though I lived in California for over half my life. You know, at one time I lived in Ohio, and the Buckeyes, you know, are my team, even though I don't really follow them anymore. But, you know, when they're in a big game, I might, you know, hear my brother, you know, texting me about go Buckeyes. But it's just, you know, an accent of geography that we support certain teams. But within our brains, we're very passionate about our teams and our political teams. And so the COVID issue is just the latest issue that we're now divided on. And as I said, our minds aren't designed for reasoning. They're basically a social structure that helps us, you know, pick a side and then use it's called motivated reasoning. We go and look for evidence that supports our view.
And I've read that before, that people have a tendency to look at those, you know, news and articles and TV shows that support their viewpoints. However, there are people like me that identified with the New England Patriots for years and then in one day started identifying with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Tom Brady moved from the New England Patriots to the Tampa Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing that says you can't change viewpoints.
But you can change. No one can make you change.
Nobody can make me change that.
If they try to make you change, you will dig
you
in.
You just dig in your you dig in your heels.
Right.
To me, if this thing with the when you're ordering people that were heroes 3 months ago, if you don't take an injection, the vaccine, we're now firing you. Don't they understand? Doesn't Joe Biden understand what that does to this country?
Well, again, you know, when you get in the weeds, you're trying to do public policy when we're deeply divided. So anything now becomes divisive. So yeah, you can see how that's divisive. You know, on the other hand, you know what, we're going to close in on 1 million people dead in this country. So it's like, what do we value more, life or, you know, what is sometimes described as freedom? It's a difficult problem. How do we protect ourselves? You know, we had to wear seat belts. I remember when you could smoke anywhere, and now that's restricted. And so
I won't lose my job for not wearing a seat belt. I won't lose my job for not wearing wearing a seatbelt or smoking a cigarette or any of those things. But I will if I worked in certain companies, if I don't take an injection. Now, I've been vaccinated. Everybody knows that. You know, I think vaccinations work. But yeah. I am not on the side that says, you will take one, or else you lose your livelihood. Your kids don't go to school. You know, all these things. I mean, when you get to a thing like that, we're just roiling the water instead of trying to find a solution that says, if the fact is that the vast majority of people have been vaccinated, or the majority of people have been vaccinated. How many of the people in our country have antibodies that may have already had COVID? We don't know that. Because nobody's tested that. That right there could be a way of lowering the tensions, saying, well, look, 85% of the people in this country have antibodies, so they've either been either had a vaccine or they've had it already.
Well, in Iran, it's estimated that every human, 85 million people in Iran, have had COVID at least once, sometimes two or three times. And so they all have antibodies, but it's still raging. There's no evidence that prior infection protects you from getting it again or from getting sick and dying.
Well,
so you can
still get it when you've been vaccinated, too.
I know, but, you know, if you look at the local numbers, you know, 90% of the people dying have not been vaccinated.
So that's agreed.
All I'm saying.
No, and I'm agreeing with that. That's one of the things I say. You know, your chances of staying out of the hospital are much better if you've been vaccinated.
Right.
Okay,
right.
I mean, I agree with that. I mean, right. I just look at those statistics right there. I trust the people at our hospitals that tell me these things. But this has, again, polarized the country.
Well, okay.
When you put mandates into it, forcing people to do things that, and it started right at the beginning when Trump put this into a warp speed to get the vaccine, you know, to get the vaccines made, and the media piled on.
Right.
It'll never happen. Oh, this will be horrible. I mean, and this went on and on. And then on January 6th, it all of a sudden changed because Biden was president. It doesn't work like that.
Well, I think what I'm saying and why I'm here today is that for 30, 40 years, we've been moving in a direction where it makes these solutions nearly impossible.
Yeah.
You know, so because no Republican is going to be rewarded when they run for election if they compromised, and vice versa. We must treat each other like the devil, otherwise, it feels like our constituents won't reelect us as politicians. And it's all designed because we don't perceive that we're all on the same team anymore. We're not all Americans anymore.
And yet we all are Americans.
We are.
And if everybody just sat down and looked at it, what do you believe in their own little separate room, and they write it down, and you put it, you'd find out that, Jimmy and Recall have a lot in common here. A lot in common. All right, got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, works on appointments only, so you give them a call at 244-9478, the only place I've gotten my haircut since I lived in Reading, because it is just continues to be perfect. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back talking about boundaries.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended now through the end of the year. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. The nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Hello, Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, candidate for District 5 Supervisor. It seems masks and vaccines are very hot topics these days, and the masking of our kids in schools and forced vaccinations are the talk of the county. I support the views and beliefs of both sides, but I do not support our government forcing their beliefs on either side. I strongly believe in liberty and freedom for all. I believe in personal choice and personal responsibility for those choices. Parents should be able to choose whether their children are masked at school or not. We the people should be able to choose to get vaccinated or not. Do your own research, consult your trusted healthcare professional, and make your own choices. Unelected bureaucrats should not be ruling our lives. Masking our children all day, every day in school, while celebrities go to the Oscars and Grammys unmasked is the height of hypocrisy. We the people are supposed to be in charge of our government, not unelected bureaucrats who most likely never finished medical school. Shasta County District 5 covers Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and the Millville area. As District 5 Supervisor, I will represent all of Shasta County. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. Korean vet, and it was my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:52 in the morning, 55 degrees. Rain's going to taper off. Some rain tomorrow. Slight chance of showers on Thursday. Now, Thursday we're going to be down. Trish Clark and I are going to be down at 192 Hartnell Avenue at the Cornerstone Community Bank, and we're going to be collecting money for the Salute to the Veterans from RABA, and it's a community drive-through fundraiser. I'm here with Dr. Doug Craig, and we're going to talk about boundaries, but first we have Toby on the line. Good morning, Toby. Toby, hello. Are you there? Toby?
Yeah.
Okay, you're on.
Hey, the biggest, I just wanted to make a comment about COVID and shots. I've had them. I'll probably be getting my booster shortly. But what gripes me is that when you go somewhere and you have to show your shot record, yet you can go and vote and you don't have to show an ID.
Or you can come across the border illegally.
That's right.
Yeah. No, okay. Yep.
That is the problem I have with all this COVID nonsense.
Okay. It should be, if it's for one person, it should be for everybody.
Right.
Thank you, Toby.
Yeah.
And Doug, I don't want to get in a discussion. It's because we already talked about it. But, see, there's another thing that polarizes people is rules for some, no rules for others.
Well, I don't know. As I've been stating today, our system is broken and it needs to be addressed. We need to stop demonizing one another and, you know, do what I try to do in my office every day with my clients is try to find common ground. You know, if I'm working with a husband and wife or, family situation, parent and child, you know, we're trying to find not what's different, but what's similar, what's the same, where do we all have the same.
The one thing
values
we can all agree
on. Right.
And
recognize that all of us are biased, and just because we have an opinion doesn't mean that it's fundamentally true, that it's just one perception of things. And that's what we get into, too. I have a book called I'm Right and You're an Idiot. And that's kind of...
Can I borrow that?
Yeah. And that's kind of where we all come from. Like, you know, my brain tells my brain that I'm right, and so anyone that disagrees with me is wrong. And so we then use our mental mechanisms with motivated cognition and cognitive dissonance to not derive at truth, but just to win arguments. And it's destroying the country.
Okay, let's go to this one, boundaries. Okay. Thanksgiving's coming up. And, you know, though you should never discuss politics or religion, as the old saying, at family get-togethers.
Right.
How do you establish boundaries, like say you're with friends, and then all of a sudden they go off on one side or the other, and I don't care which side it is.
Right.
How do you establish boundaries to kind of keep yourself and your family from getting crazy and throwing dressing in each other?
Yeah. Well, you know, I suppose if a family wanted, they could, or even a group of friends who get together who have different political views, they could just say at the outset, hey, let's come up with some ground rules. You know, what seems fair, and then have that discussion about how can we, you know, be kind, be respectful, and be sensitive to one another's feelings. And, you know, and just like you say, maybe there's certain topics that are just going to be
Can you
out
do
of
that
bounds.
Then, you know, when you're, say, you're with a friend and that goes off on this, can you say to them, look, you know, I love being with you. You're my friend. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to discuss Biden today.
Right.
Or Trump.
Right.
Or I don't want to talk about reparation. I don't want to talk about that.
Right.
I want it to be off limits.
Right. Yeah.
Is that a proper thing to do?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a book called Nonviolent Communication, and there's just basically four steps to that process. And number one is an observation. You know, someone could say, hey, I really like you. You know, last time we got together, we kind of got at odds with each other. So that's the observation. And then the feeling, you know, feeling is, you know, that was really frustrating for me. You know, I felt disrespected and I felt maybe it was uncomfortable for both of us. So there's the feeling. The need is, you know, I really need to get back to where it seemed like before, you know, we didn't used to get into these kinds of conflicts. And then finally the request, you know, so it's just the observation, feeling, need, and then the request is just a simple request. Can we agree, you know, that we're not going to talk about politics of any kind? We're just going to talk about, you know, our kids or
family,
our families, you know, our vacations, you know,
not
you know, plans. We're just not going to talk about things that are divisive. We're not going to parrot talking points from our media sources. We're not going to beat each other up about that. And the reason is because if you really think about it, these things that we're so passionate about, they really don't really impact us on, in our daily lives.
You know,
they're not really where we live. You know,
you live with people.
Yeah.
And your friends around you.
Yeah, I
thoroughly agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, why do you feel the need to unload on me the problems you're having with a guy that was president or is president?
Right.
You know,
we're being manipulated. And that's what people don't realize. We don't think we are, and we don't think we're biased. You know, we have these huge blind spots, and it's called the bias blind spot, that we are actually have a blind spot that we have a blind spot. You know, we don't even, you know, and so we feel like, well, I'm justified in going off on, you know, what an idiot Trump is, or what a terrible person Biden is. You know, I'm justified because, and then we have a rationalization for it. The reality is, though, when they study this, it's all emotionally driven. You'll decide in less than 0.2 seconds that you don't like someone. Then you have to make up a reason why you don't like them. And then you believe it, and there's no evidence it's true. So there's like this emotionally driven thing. And when someone's had a head injury where their emotional center is damaged, they can no longer reason. They can no longer make decisions. It's all emotional. We're just very emotional creatures, and we just make up stories about, you know, why we feel the way we do.
Now, we're going to go over the non-